An officer has been cleared of any wrongdoing by the Alberta Serious Incident Response Team, ASIRT, regarding an altercation with a prisoner in custody at the Wetaskiwin RCMP detachment almost 4 years ago. ASIRT's Assistant Executive Director Matthew Block released his decision on August 8, 2024. The report describes a physical struggle with pushing and hitting between an officer and a male in custody that ensued after the man attempted to leave his cell. According to information in the document, ASIRT interviewed several witnesses and the entire incident was recorded on camera. The man had been arrested the day before, and the officer involved entered the cell to speak with him about his charges, standing near the open cell door as the two spoke. The man, who had been sitting on the cell bench across from the door, reportedly said, "I'm outta here," as he stood up and moved towards the door. He later told ASIRT he had seen his girlfriend in the hall and wanted to speak with her. The decision noted the man was a prisoner at the time and was not permitted to leave. According to ASIRT, the officer stepped in front of the man and pushed him back onto the bench with both hands. The man allegedly immediately stood up and pushed the officer. The officer pushed the man down again and he struggled against the officer. The man then stood up, still struggling with the officer. When the officer looked at another officer who had entered the cell, the man allegedly hit the officer's arm away forcefully. The officer then hit the man in the face once with his fist in what was described as more of a pushing motion, pushing the man back onto the bench. Then the man reportedly stood back up and punched the officer in the head. The pair then grappled and fell to the ground. Another officer entered the cell, and ASIRT said, as they struggle, the subject officer, can he seen punching the AP, affected person? Additional officers then entered the cell and assisted with handcuffing the man. Afterwards, the male reportedly stated he was not injured, while the officer said he had soreness of the left side of his head. Block concluded as the officer was required or authorized by law to prevent the man from leaving the cell, it was reasonable to push him back, and after the man struck the officer's arm, it was reasonable to escalate to hitting him once. The minor uses of force were proportionate, necessary and reasonable, said Block. There are no reasonable grounds to believe that an offense was committed.